Stay in the know on all things Toronto with these highlights from the Toronto Today reporting team this week. Toronto now has a Christian Heritage Month. On Thursday night, Toronto City Councillors voted in favor of establishing Christian Heritage Month in December. The decision came after a lobbying campaign from former Councillor Jim Karagiannis on behalf of the nonprofit organization Christian Music Festival. Toronto Today reporter Aidan Chamundi witnessed the heated debate and tears that accompanied the vote. Taylor Swift captivates Toronto crowd on opening night. Taylor Swift is in Toronto for her ever-popular Eras Tour concerts, and Toronto Today didn't miss out. Reporter Alex Flood and deputy editor Eva Zhu attended the opening night of Swift's 6-concert run on Thursday to snap pictures and interview fans about the excitement around the star's 3-hour spectacle. Flood, who was not a Swift fan before attending the concert, even became a convert after the show and detailed his experience about developing into a Swiftie in this week's Newbie Notebook column. Map: Why Kensington has more than its share of collisions. Toronto Today's data reporter Patrick Kane crunched the numbers on a decade of police collision data and city traffic counts to produce a map of downtown's 20 most collision-prone intersections, in relation to traffic levels. He found while Kensington Market has less overall vehicle traffic than many other parts of the city, its streets see a disproportionate number of collisions that are reported to police. Tearing up bike lanes will cost nearly $50 million, city staff report says. Debate about Bill 212 continued this week as City Hall staff released a report claiming the Ford government's plan to rip out bike lanes along Bloor Street, Yonge Street and University Avenue will cost $48 million. Staff also said travel times for drivers will increase during removal and reconstruction, while the elimination of bike lanes along some of Toronto's busiest streets will result in minimal improvements in travel times. 23 arrested in connection to Queen Street West shooting. Toronto police this week arrested 23 people after a shooting in the downtown Queen West neighborhood on Monday night. 8 people, including a 16-year-old, are facing firearms-related charges in connection to the shooting. Police seized 16 guns, including handguns and rifles, after the incident which saw an unmarked police vehicle struck by the gunfire. Are e-bikes more dangerous in the winter? Toronto Today reporter Catherine Manny took a deep dive into the TTC's effort to put a seasonal winter ban on e-bikes. The proposal for a ban, which was brought forward after an e-bike caught fire inside a Line 1 subway car on New Year's Eve last year, could leave gig workers who commonly use the mode of transport out in the cold. But are e-bike batteries really as dangerous as some people believe they are? City makes it harder for tenants to be renovicted. Starting next summer, Toronto landlords will need to apply for a license before evicting a tenant to renovate a unit, according to a new city council bylaw. A renoviction, a joining of the words renovation and eviction, occurs when a landlord uses renovating the unit as an illegitimate reason to end a tenancy. The new bylaw comes into effect on July 31, 2025.